to follow the argument from American Airlines CEO Tom Horton, you need to set aside conventional wisdom that having fewer companies in a marketplace leads to anti-competitive behavior.
We think that this enhances competition and that it creates another global airline on par with Delta and United.
Here's the landscape. American Airlines and U.S. Airways are currently the fourth and fifth largest carriers in the country by passenger volume. Now, Delta jumped to number one with its marriage to Northwest. Then United got hitched with Continental for the number two slot, and Southwest Airlines swallowed AirTran to become the third largest. So basically, we're just keeping up, says U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker.
What we're trying to do here is provide more to our customers. We don't have the ability to connect people or to get people to as many places as some of our larger competitors. By combining, we do.
But at what cost? Questions Diana Moss with the American Antitrust Institute.
The airlines want to compete in the global system, and I understand that. That's where the business is going, and that's where the dollars are. But we have to find a way not to sacrifice U.S. consumers on the altar of global competition.
Moss says these mega airline mergers lead to less service and higher fares for small and mid-sized cities, and more flights being concentrated through large hubs. That bodes well for Charlotte, which is already 90% dominated by U.S. Airways. But Moss's analysis suggests Charlotte passengers could expect to see higher fares after the merger, particularly on flights to major hubs for American Airlines, like Miami, Dallas-Fort Worth, Chicago, and LaGuardia. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker will be in Charlotte this week touting the merger to employees and to members of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. But a spokeswoman says Parker is not scheduled to meet with Charlotte's mayor or city council, who are currently at odds with aviation director Jerry Orr over Charlotte airport management issues. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.